And we're here.
Hey!
We are here. So that's our screen over there, so you can kind of see how it's looking. Guys, welcome to Watch Along for Deadly Class, Season 1, Episode 6. Oh, Stigmata Martyr.
Stigmata Martyr.
We have Benjamin Wadsworth in studio!
Hey!
So sit back, relax, turn on the TVs, and watch Deadly Class with us because there's going to be some things happening. Are they going to turn her into furniture?
She already is furniture.
Rude.
Oh, so yeah, that does sound good.
A crime of passion, perhaps? Love is the most corrosive emotion. Leads us to the worst extremes. You're wrong.
Bless you.
Letting her love for Chico was the only thing that kept me going. His love for me saved me. And now, as he disappears and my life crashes down around me, you have the gall to implicate me? Do you know what that tells me? You know nothing about love.
Ooh.
Wow. Ouch.
I felt that.
Oh my god.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh. Do you know the story of Shukulan?
I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
Let's find out. His head stuck on a pike.
Happens to the best of us.
No means to exact revenge. So she waited. 10 long years later, a grown woman, she tracked her father's killer to a monastery and publicly shot him 3 times in the head. She didn't run. Her crimes were considered an act of filial piety. And in the end, she pardoned her. Telling the truth.
Uh-oh.
She saved her own life.
You know she can just tighten those things again, right? Like, you didn't say you're free to go. She's got a unicorn horn stuck in her ear. She can't be that, like, sane.
I dig it.
Right?
I like
the little
that
mic or whatever
it's,
it is.
It's like a, I thought it was a clip.
Oh, Marmonks.
Oh.
Saya.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Don't do it!
Oh,
don't
that's bad.
It. Yeah, Saya's known for being a little honest, right?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. Everyone
it's a hard
down to get a little somber?
Yes.
Drains you all
always.
Over
such a somber point.
Having overcome it that robs you of compassion. Secretly, in the darkest pit of your self-centered subconscious, you're just happy it's not you anymore.
Aw, alliteration.
The black dog is on.
What do they do, just sit you in solitary confinement for 16
months.
Hours and give you a script?
17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No one reported Chico's body. Madame Gao's school-wide interrogations haven't found it either.
Aw. You still look so
no
awkward.
Knows, sure.
You're like, I don't
know,
know how to handle it.
I
don't
know how to handle it. Crying girl.
We can't let anyone know we're dating. Marie's mood swings are helping keep it a secret. How do I hold it against her? She killed her boyfriend to save me.
G.
It's like actually, Marie's gonna ash like on his face.
I'm worried.
That was a pretty cool transition.
Oh, Chico's dad
cool.
Put her in charge.
Oh, here we go.
How do you help someone buried under so much? How do you help them without being pulled in yourself? You shouldn't be here.
No one's coming, I checked.
They call this thirst trapping.
They're always trying to get me naked on this show. I don't know why.
It's part of your contract,
yeah.
Right?
Our anniversary.
Sadly.
Wah, wah.
It's been a month.
so hard to have an entire publicity team try to turn you into a sex icon. I don't
know. I know.
I know. Poor Pablo. So rough, right?
She said it's been a month.
I was.
Relax. It's not a test.
Why do I feel like that's exactly what it is? Hey, I'm new at this. I'll give you something for the next one. Two. Six, seven. A week.
You really don't have a clue what were you?
No, no, but I am going to be taught.
Oh. Oh!
He was waiting for you.
I was. What happened to the whole keeping this thing a secret so we don't all get killed?
We're trying.
Well, try harder. All our asses are riding on his boner. No, you know what I mean. Go before someone sees you. And you, hurry up and get dressed.
David Zayas.
Yeah.
You two still really? Haven't done it? We decided to wait. Why risk all this just to die a virgin? Hey, do you think I should get Maria a 1 month anniversary gift? She said I don't have to, but
now I see why your hymen's intact.
Heyo.
Girls are like Schrodinger's cat. They both do and do not want you to do the exact thing they ask. It's like religion. God asks you to do a bunch of arbitrary shit, like not eat shrimp or let linen touch wool. If he asks you to do things that you do anyway, where's the faith? Is there some advice in all this? With girls and Jesus? You just say whatever they want in the off chance it gets you that.
Everybody needs a dick.
I love that he's getting relationship advice from the guy who said, I love you at a party.
Yeah, I know.
She just walked around in circles, never said a word. She asked me a couple questions about my dad. I told her I was a union man. Don't talk to internal affairs. Are you holding up with that? I'm good. Really? My family's safe now.
That's so foreboding for him to say that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm free. It's like living your whole life covered in shit. And then one day, someone walks.
Oh, man, I'm getting such Woody Harrelson vibes from him in that shot.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Worry about that powder cake you're dating.
Your soft-boiled noodles ready for my belly.
Delicious.
Which one of you is prepared to face me?
If you want soft-boiled...
Shepard,
he's your man.
Chico's absence from Kings has one downside. It's left the Victor-sized asshole void.
An opportunity, perhaps, for one drug-addled dirtbag to prove himself.
No. No way. Scold me, Mr. Luca. Beat me. Tell me I've been bad.
No, that's the mistress's job.
They must have menstrual cycles lined up.
I'd like to see you show Mr. Luca a thing or two, Vic.
Chapnap has the dream. Victor. Will you help him realize it?
How long are you on set for, like, this scene? Everyone just sitting.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Like, 2 hours, maybe?
Legs falling asleep.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. Everyone was getting up at the end, so we're just like, oh.
Crouching my knees.
You might see some people limp away, actually.
Really? Did you guys have a lot of, like, weird inside jokes throughout the season? Through, like, just the time sitting, waiting for sets to be fixed?
No, just a lot of quoting Chris D'Elia.
Really?
Pretty much it. Trying to rap like Eminem.
Who was the best?
Luke.
Really?
Luke's usually the best at all that stuff.
That makes me happy.
And in real life, no one could kick Sean's ass. Sean's like 6'2", 200 pounds.
All muscle?
All muscle.
Really, what is this?
Life's short. You gotta go after what you want while there's time.
Oh, God.
At least he's trying.
Well, to start, I guess you could tie me up and call me rude names.
That's the mistress's job, not DeLuca.
Why not both?
Why not?
Porque no los dos.
I ship it.
You know the first comment on this video is, do you still believe in Chico?
Oh, my God, really?
Do you do it out of fear?
Hey, Chico killed Jaden, let's all remember that.
That's true.
Jaden lives.
Jaden lives eternally in our hearts.
Who's dying this episode?
Good timing, Billy.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Okay, this isn't as sexy as I imagined.
This.
Safe word.
Is what we need more of.
Mr. Lukey.
I'd make you a eunuch if it weren't for Dominic.
Safe word.
Well, he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that dude looks dead ringer for my friend Tyler. Uh-oh.
You better leave the dog alone.
That Jester Coley-looking motherfucker spurring your advances.
Zoom that camera, weirdo. Filming a movie?
Oh, God.
You've just been cast. My God.
This is improv.
Now that's a face that needs to be in the movie. What are you doing?
None of
this
is
scripted.
You deserve
to be on
this,
the big
screen.
This is, yes.
That walk
up. Oh, shit. It's a snuff film.
Goddamn.
Oh, he's good at that.
You guys wondered why I say shoot first.
Oh, look at the scarf.
Pizza guy.
Uh-oh.
Poor dog.
Oh wow, how did she like not try to get away?
Yeah,
she's on a bike.
Alright. Maybe she only saw one half of his face. Oh wow, okay.
Now that you're watching. You're off your mark, dickhead. Stay in frame. Mr. Donahue, the exclusive is yours.
Oh, he's trying to get into King's Dominion. It's like his audition video for frickin' King's Dominion. Ah, man!
He killed people.
Jesus goddamn fuck!
Yo, I love when Tom screams.
That's awesome. So, I got. So we have Luke Tenney in 2 weeks, and we got Tom Stevens next week. What are questions, what are, like, things that we should, like, say offhand that'll, like, be like, wait, what? You gotta give us the inside scoop on, like, things that, like, we should ask him about.
Let me think. You should definitely call, Fuckface Chester a bunch of times. That'll make sure to piss Tom off.
I'll buy him some Cheetos and be like, it's Chester Cheeto.
That's considered a pun for you.
Yeah, let's put money in the jar.
Yeah, how has that been going?
Put pennies in any jars yet.
No.
Oh, because it's supposed to be quarters. I haven't gotten the roll of quarters. I figure out, last time we did it, I just like capped it out and said, hey, I'm going to give $50 to somebody. Because like, I feel like it was around there.
Yeah, you're just like, let's round to the nearest bill.
I'm going to round down and make it 50.
Just so you know,
when she dies,
I don't believe
if she dies, I hope somebody says sayonara.
I know how much you love
her. I said sayonara last week.
Yeah, your name is on the list for one.
Chico said sayonara.
Oh, you did.
In the library, yeah.
During that pop quiz. Because I lay there.
Just hanging out in makeup.
I want you to give the antidote to everyone except Chico.
She gave it to Chico at the end.
There you were. Getting over him. He was choking and dying. And you wait an eternity to give him that leaf. And I know you did that because you just loved him
so much.
I mean, what else could it be?
What? You thought I was just some dumb hillbilly and couldn't put two and two together? My daddy thought it would be one of my brothers who took over killing for the Dixie Mob. They didn't think shit about me until they both got blown the hell up. Did I let his estimation define me? No. I stood up, took their place. Now here I am, poised to win the big prize.
You guys are gonna hate me.
Stereotypes from both ways.
They're the female bigwigs. The worst. All right, let's see these pom-poms.
I was going to say Brandy's Weapons pom-poms.
What is the deal? Oh.
Ooh.
No.
Congratulations, you survived an attacking gang of generic ninja dudes. Sometimes they swarm, sometimes they attack. Conveniently, one at a time.
Always.
Okay, Marky Marks, Maria, you get a seat. It's very pretty, but give me more with that slicey slice. Saya, you took out three ninjas, another a snore. You failed.
Aww.
What? But I should get the best grade. I won. I took out the most of them. They didn't even get a handle on me.
That's true. But we're training assassins here, not pieces of shit.
Nice. Bird.
Garbage people. You come out of the woods, you see a Mexican and an Asian, you get distracted. You attack them, but in my class, you act like a...
What? What just happened?
In our work, you complete your mission by any means or you die. Brandy is the clear victor.
Thank you. Finally, someone who sees through the prejudice and favoritism at this school.
Look, I'm not saying there's something going on between that one and land. Where there's smoke, there's daddy issues, Sebs.
Sweetheart, I've been teaching this class for 20 years, and I
will change Brandy's grade to an A. Sally should have seen the attack coming. Fail her.
What? No, that's bullshit. I earned that grade.
Don't worry about it.
Oh! What?
Oh, damn.
It's feeling like really the worst thing that can happen, though.
Nothing special.
Do you want to, like, have this? Because they're just talking to you, and I don't know when to, like, throw things to you. So you can just choose which ones to give or take.
Benji, stay ignoring us. Oh, man.
It's gotta be
one of them was, is it weird watching you on camera?
100% Maria crazy. You can see the crazy in her eyes. But Maria, chicas, come back. It doesn't know it. Who gives a shit what those assholes think? I just worry about it spreading. My gal lady's some kind of bitch. She doesn't scare me. It was a cheap shot.
I mean, was it?
You didn't say anything to her, did you?
Yes.
Is that what you think? No. No, I know you wouldn't, but I have to ask, right? There's a lot on the line. So everyone keeps reminding me. Well, it's not so bad. I have Marcus. Now that I'm in a normal relationship, I finally realize I don't need those bills anymore.
Oh, that's not good.
Normal relationship, yeah.
Yeah, but Maria, you have to take your medicine.
Are you a doctor now?
I mean, yeah.
Victor, stop. It was a joke.
Oh, no, Shabnam.
I can't make this.
Aw. So, now we will make people more squeal.
No.
Oh, God, no. Let's not go 13 Reasons Why.
Smooth or pointy end.
What the hell are you doing?
Teaching Fat Mouth to keep itself shut.
Yes.
It's just some fun hazing. You got half a boner.
Stop it, Marcus.
He's not a boner. He's naturally this size.
Yeah, he's on his showers. How many naked boys does he beat up?
We did want to beat with fists.
Victor does always hit shower.
It's time!
It's time here!
There's nothing wrong with that. You just gotta express that love in a healthier way.
It'll be worse for you now, shit stain. Believe me. It will be much worse.
I mean, there might not be, like, much worse than getting, like, the sharp end of that somewhere.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
what,
like,
a good roommate, though.
Right?
That's such a good roommate.
Okay, I thought he was gonna...
Are you typing back
take
to
care
them?
Of myself.
Yeah, they asked me what my favorite episode was.
You can reply, like,
you can
talking
just tell
about
them on the
yeah?
camera.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, oh, right, right. Hey, everyone.
Everything.
Literally, yeah, you just,
you're like Dennis the
just
Menace.
Repeat the question back and say your answer. You're
what's
right.
your favorite episode?
Episode 5.
So far. Okay.
My favorite episode is episode 5. Yeah.
Like,
you're high the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, putting in those contacts every day wasn't super fun, but
oh, no,
being able
imagine.
To act like how I was, just like...
Was that your first time putting contacts in? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And they're like as big as your eyeball, too.
How did they, like,
oh,
get you ready for, like... how you acted while you were tripping hard? Did you just sit you down and be like, hey, here's the guy who trips all the time. He's going to tell you about it.
No, they left it to me.
Really?
Just smile.
Yeah.
I felt like you're like this a lot.
Just be happy.
Yeah. And I realized, because when I watched it, I didn't know I did this, but I never blinked when I was on the acid.
Hmm.
I just Googled everything and asked people. I tried actually getting some acid from someone. But I didn't.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke.
Yeah.
I know you didn't actually try.
He Googled.
I Googled it.
He Googled how to.
But you know, there's a big fentanyl problem going in Vancouver, so why risk it, you know?
Yeah.
So
how to be high. I feel like your entire cast Google history is probably very interesting after this series.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially that episode. I feel like that episode was a lot of fun. And
I mean,
everyone
it was a lot of fun.
Very much.
The extras in the casino thought like we were all method acting. We weren't. we were just fucking around.
Yeah.
Here, we're gonna method act.
Wow.
Everyone, here, you get your dose. You get your dose. Here's your 7 doses.
Right.
You get your.
Dose. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll just take 7. You know, that actually happened to Rick.
Really?
Yeah. Most of the stuff that happened in that episode happened to him. He was almost beaten inches of his life. You know, he almost...
Oh, I think Maria was saying something about that.
The
like,
line about, like, I'm not feeling good, leave me
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, that's actually a line from his friend, and I was like, please let us have that line, and he put it in that episode.
That's
aww.
So dope.
Yeah.
Does he just, like, sit around telling you guys stories and stuff?
Yeah, basically.
That's awesome.
When he comes
yeah.
to visit us on set, we're like, fuck this, and we go and sit next to him in the chairs, and they're calling us, and he's like, oh, I think you gotta go do your job. Like, nah, just tell us more stories, man.
Yeah.
Is, like, this one of your coolest set, like... experiences is filming this show or
yeah this is the biggest thing I've ever done. I've never been the lead in a series before.
Wow.
But always very small roles.
So how'd you like it?
Oh man,
yeah.
I hate it
so much.
You had to turn to drugs to get through.
Especially
it
especially with that cool dialogue and such a cool just cast.
The dialogue
everybody.
Is great. Rick and Miles, they do a really great job with their dialogue.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about the show, the lines.
The lines, yeah. No, you just delivered some really fun lines in that bathroom scene.
It's like
Victor.
The best ridiculousness.
Yeah.
How long have
you
been acting, though?
I've been acting since I was 10.
Got it. And
yeah.
you're, like, 18 now, right?
19, yeah.
You're 19 now.
19.
So, like, realistically, everyone looks at this and they're like, oh, you know, you got your series, overnight success, but 9 years of, like...
Yeah.
9 years of, trying to get jobs. From Texas, too. Like, it's dead, and, like, the film industry
mm-hmm.
is dead in Texas.
Oh,
what part?
Houston. Yeah.
So were you living in Texas when you auditioned for this show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through self-tape.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
nice.
I auditioned for Billy first.
What was the audition scene? Can you tell us?
It was when he was telling Marcus about all the clicks in the lunchroom. It was
oh,
just this big monologue.
Yeah,
like,
the
I
rats.
Thought,
yeah.
Maria said her audition was killing Chico.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's right? Such a huge scene.
It's like, a giant scene. But then my audition for Marcus was the scene from the pilot when he was in the bathroom with Saya.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he was telling her about, like, actually happened.
Mm. How he's not responsible.
Right.
I work afternoons and evenings. Really got me the job. The job puts money in my pocket, and as long as our grades are high enough...
Oh, you got a day job.
But it's all a diversion. A house of cards waiting to topple. And not even that can help Willie anymore.
You're such a negative Nancy, man.
So negative.
Brooding.
You're not acting like you. All you do is mope around and torture yourself.
I don't sleep anymore, man. The whole thing is just eating me alive.
You should talk to someone. To the school's counselor.
Yeah, let me just lie down on the couch and open up to about Chico's murder.
Well, you can't keep going on like this.
Hey, fun fact, my girlfriend broke up with me this morning.
No way.
My ex.
Oh, oh,
the morning they filmed this.
The morning we filmed this.
God,
oh, we were so
like right now.
Right.
Yeah, we're like, what?
Like you should talk
you
to someone.
You just pat my shoulder like I went through this. Like I just got broken up with. Oh.
Yeah, it was a good day. I was really happy actually.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah. So I'm sure it helped you brood.
Yeah,
so, yeah
it helped to get into Marcus.
Oh.
Superman just snap his neck. He'd be done, right? Superman never do that. That's why everybody thinks he's a fucking punk.
Oh, you're not good at flirting, Willie.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that was? Oh,
that's no good.
What?
Well, I act like most dudes at comic book stores. You love Superman. You said you have no life of your own.
How's he gonna get a girlfriend if he's like thinking about killing people?
Or thinking about not killing people.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey. I'm sorry. I was being a dick.
Yeah. Aww. You were.
Aww.
So, you really come in here because you like Superman? Or come up here because you think I'm cute?
I don't know about it.
Oh, shit.
I was quite ignorant of you talking.
So you think I need to be a sis?
Probably not the shy about this.
We gotta love interest. We gotta love interest.
Marcus, you're my witness. I'm gonna marry this girl.
Hey.
What you say anyways?
Gabrielle.
Willie. Nice
bring her in the school. Just kidding. That's more of a curse,
dark.
I think, at this point.
Oh, that was the creepiest smile.
It was.
All
the assassin school stuff is getting to him.
Right?
The crew had to teach me this right here.
Oh, no.
How to put in a cassette?
No,
the
how
to rewind it with a pencil?
It, yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Did you know what a cassette was before?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
When I was, like, in pre-K, we used them, but... That's pretty much it.
I got Reading Rainbow on tape.
Talking to my friend, Johan. He's in Sweden, and he just sent me a photo of a naked lady. In 8 hours.
Good guy, Rohan.
Johan.
8 hours.
How long
have
you got there?
Oh, yeah, it's the 80s. The internet's, like, the worst.
We're such good friends. Why don't you tell me who the girl is?
Uh-oh. Do not tell Shabnam.
Nobody records Depeche Mode somebody unless it's for a girl. A hot, sad girl. Yeah, well, I sure hope Billy likes his drawing of a unicorn making out with a rainbow Pegasus.
Think he will.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't like that?
I don't have a lot of money. Or any money. But I want it. Guess he picked up his song.
So sweet.
You're quoting a movie there, right?
Aww.
Like half quoting a movie?
I'm not sure.
I think that is like
probably.
I hope she listens to it.
All that hard work. Listen to my songs.
Oh no, it's a prop. I think somebody's gonna find it.
Oh.
Yeah, she's gotta like drop it somewhere and somebody finds it and that's how they
out
him as the BF.
Dang.
Depeche Mode's
oh,
somebody
no.
Destroys your life.
Well, like Marcus, my love language is sharing music, so this is awesome.
There we go.
like meanwhile with Chester.
And then it might be his downfall. Yeah, with Chester.
It's a commercial acknowledge our existence.
All right, here.
Yeah. Okay. You guys are the professionals. Listen, guys, they hired me to remember words and then say them in front of a camera. That's what I'm good at.
Wait, you're not...
I didn't memorize anything.
This isn't real?
Sadly.
This isn't a real story.
No, this is a real story.
this isn't going
on. It's like...
This didn't happen in the
80s. Why are people upset?
They're always upset.
Is it Ian McKellen or
internet.
Patrick Stewart when he's talking about acting? He's like, I'm an actor. See, I can pretend to be that character.
Yeah.
This is me as an old man.
So... Ashley asks, if you could play any other character, who would you play?
In Deadly Class?
In Deadly Class, yes.
Oh man. I'd love to play Fuckface.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go a little evil.
I just want to see, like, how half the face looks.
How they would...
And that takes, like, 2.5 hours, too.
You don't think
on.
They'd, like, do, like, a Snapchat promotional thing where it, like, does the filter? That would be dope.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool. You listen to Snapchat?
I'll take my invoice
or
mail.
Or Instagram. Yeah, more people have that.
What?
Yeah,
people have Instagram.
I delete Snapchat for Instagram.
Dang,
yeah.
Savage.
Yeah.
You couldn't have both?
Costing people jobs
no.
right here.
I think the Instagram layout was better.
Really? Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
I feel bad. I have a friend who, like, is a programmer for Snapchat, and, like, literally every time I go on Snapchat, I'm like, why am I on this app?
Yeah. Should have sold it to Facebook.
Luckily, there's still millions of, like, 13 to 16-year-olds who are using it.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
That's
they do have
true.
Nice filters, though, guys.
I heard that, like, that's the thing you ask for. Like, my cousin's 16, and she's like, yeah, you don't, like, get people's numbers or anything. You ask for their Snapchat.
Oh, man.
Ew.
And I'm like,
Well, back in my day, it used to be Kick.
Oh, yeah!
Remember
Kick
that?
Was a thing.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Is this still a thing?
It's probably.
I think it still
yeah,
is,
I think
yeah.
Okay. Kind of, yeah.
I think it's gone back to its roots, you know? It's just for
what
hooking up.
Kick?
Sexting.
That's the roots.
Well, like, then there's Tinder, right? And that used to be, like, straight up for that. And now it's, like,
now
it's not.
Now people
it's, like,
are
dating.
Actually
yeah.
dating, yeah.
Mm.
I think it's more just to promote people's Instagram now, though.
Oh, really? I did that. I got Tinder like right when I turned 18, shooting the pilot for Deadly Class, and no one swiped right.
Wow.
Aww.
Well, I'm
sad now,
ladies. Did you have anything in your bio though? Like you got
yeah,
to
Tinder like,
right.
Yo, I'm an actor. Like 18.
You actually wrote Yo, I'm an actor.
No, I actually. I don't remember what I put. I don't think I put anything.
I mean, obviously something worked because between starting Deadly Class and 6 episodes filming, you had a girlfriend to break up with you.
And now I have a girlfriend now as well.
Yeah. See, this sounds like great.
Yeah, it's
sci-fi is a wonder.
It's true. Happy. I love this show.
Show's so good.
I need to watch. Has the second season come
no,
out?
No, March 27th. It's so good. It's so demented.
You know, we were driving down the street the other day, and I was sure Patton Oswalt was behind us.
What?
Yeah.
Gotta love Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
You could make the same argument about Dragon Ball, though.
15
That's
episodes
so
of powering up.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Or like Naruto.
Yeah.
Any long anime.
How is he going to get the Rasengan from one place to another? Let's give him teleport.
Let's make him scream for a couple more episodes.
Sasuke!
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's spinning.
She's
oh.
drunk.
Uh-oh. No!
I want to go dancing. You're such a little bitch.
Yeah. Damn, such a Chico.
Yeah.
Fine. You don't want to dance. Maybe there's something else you'd rather do.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey-oh.
Yeah, this scene was really hard to shoot.
Yeah.
She's so wasted.
Aww.
Crazy Maria, right?
She should take her meds.
She just wants to dance.
Dang.
She does, though.
Marcus wanted to dance with her.
Angelica is always devil's advocate.
I know, you were sticking up for Chico when after he killed Jaden.
I didn't say it was like
that's how you draw the line, Angelica.
Why do you guys do this to me?
We're going to go in the studio, Angelica. It's like, all right, guys, let's talk about Fuckface. He just wants to be a director.
He's a cute little dog.
You can't get jobs without experience, and you can't get experience without working. He's just doing it his way.
He's method directing.
Right?
There you go.
Right.
This is going to be bad.
Oh, no, not in their friendship. Right. Oh, right in the friendship.
Play. She's going to be like, I hate this music.
Girl, go dance with yourself. Do it.
No.
Oh, no, what is
she's
that?
Only drinking from a place of fear. It looked like she was drinking grenadine.
Oh, grenadine?
Yeah,
place
like
of fear.
It was probably water.
Yeah?
Well, what was the bottle?
Oh, is this her photo album with Chico? Yeah.
No.
She's known him since she was like, what, 5, she said?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yes!
Oh, I haven't seen this. Oh.
Tortillas frescas?
Hell yeah!
This is set up.
Oh no!
No lo que te mereces.
Oh, shh!
Oh my gosh.
It was a setup.
That was Chico, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, god dang.
What is this sorcery?
She's She's on fire!
Yeah.
That girl is on fire!
I hate myself.
Oh man. It is El Negan.
¿Qué clase de padre sería si dejo que una rata le arranque la comida de la boca a mi
chico?
Mm-hmm. Yes, chico. Wow, she's always been considered a rat. Or no, she wasn't a rat, actually.
Her family.
Yeah.
Mis vecinos, me llaman el alma del diablo. Ya es hora.
Oh, shite.
Oh,
this
man.
Is where the Stigmata title comes from.
And Jesus
treatment,
no.
Man.
Pero si es sorprendido, pagará siete veces.
He still calls him the soul of the devil.
Yeah,
right? He doesn't even say his name then. It is Chico.
Dale, te regala.
No, papá.
No.
Burn the book.
Burn the book.
Burn the book. Here with me.
I mean, that's not
wow.
Like, that's not that traumatic, though.
No, I mean, like, Petra seemed to have it pretty bad as well.
Right.
She got to see, watch her parents fuck different people for a good while.
Oof, yeah.
And then,
I was actually being sarcastic, but...
Well, shit, now I...
So,
I'm just kidding. No, yeah.
Relatively speaking,
all of the people have really messed
they're
up.
They're all bad.
Oh, shit, look, it's Rick selling out. Look.
Oh, Andrew Link, oops. Go ahead, Angelica, we got some chat.
So, Alejandro asks, what's your favorite scene on Deadly Class? So far from what we've seen, what's your favorite scene?
Punch jar.
No, it's that's just me emphasizing that I was saying two homophones.
What's your favorite?
It was two homophones, but I didn't use it as a pun, you know what I mean?
You had a space, you like took a breath.
I'm on her I'm on her side.
And you guys go in with a bummer.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't go out of the way to use...
I took it off topic. I'm sorry.
All right.
My favorite scene was probably... It was definitely the Vegas episode. It was when we were walking through the casino. I had a really fun time shooting that. And
so last episode was real... That was your favorite.
It was my
everything.
Favorite, yeah. Watching everyone on acid, walking through, like, talking to different people.
Yeah.
And you see Billy, he's just, like, running around, stealing alcohol.
Has Rick mentioned anything about, like, if we get the season two, if there's any, like, episodes that he's just, like, super excited about?
For season two?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
We haven't been picked up yet for season two, so hopefully.
Ooh, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's
take
looking,
it up.
It's looking pretty
pick
good,
it up.
I imagine
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, she's flossing.
Oh, we do super chats now too, so the fans, if they really want to have their comment be seen well, we can do super chats.
What's that?
Yes, I'm like,
it's like
a,
do we put it on a screen or do I yell it? What?
Oh no, it's just something like they can like donate to the channel for their comment to be like highlighted in a red box or something.
Like on Twitch.
Like I activated on the AfterBuzz YouTube like 3 weeks ago for all of our channels and I got it for the first time on the Gifted last night because we haven't promoted it or anything.
Yeah.
And some dude's like, I want to know this. And you're like, okay, $5 later, here's your answer.
How is the Gifted?
I think it's good.
Yeah. I auditioned for it like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, It's got its downsides, but, like, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It just sucks because I don't think it's getting a third season because, like, Marvel and Fox
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff's mm. going down, and I think
yeah.
it's going to get wiped away through that,
mm-hmm.
just like every Marvel show has been, kind of. But I don't know. Fox TV's always been kind of on the outside, so I don't know.
Mm.
You said you're from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever... Because I know VO
just all caps
is really bad in Texas. Did you ever consider voice acting? Like, did you ever consider that as well?
No.
Because it's just big
like
there?
Trying to get a voice
I really wanted to do, like, on... I never did, like, any theater or anything like that because I liked on-camera work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it took me so long to finally get a job.
Got it.
But you didn't move here. You traveled with auditions or you did move here?
No, I didn't move here. Everyone was always telling me, like, when I was growing up, like, move to L.A., but it never really felt right. Because I visited here, but now, like, right now it feels right. Because I live here now.
Yeah.
They want to know what character you auditioned for Gifted, if you can say.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm. Yeah. Like, maybe I could pull it up in my email.
That'd be crazy.
Like, from, like, 2 years ago. Let's see.
Because, like, Andy's the teenager kid around your age, so I feel like that might have been it.
Probably was. The Gifted,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, young Chico!
No, that's Juan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Juan? Well, now I'm an asshole. Sorry, I thought they just cast another actor to be younger Chico. My bad.
Carter.
Oh.
Cool.
Is that the young teenage kid?
No, I think Carter's one of the bullies.
Mm.
So you went from almost being cast as a bully to hating bullies.
Yeah.
A lot.
There we go.
Ooh. And she locked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's juggling a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants to dance. Just take her dancing.
Just let her dance.
This is a good one. Ashley wants to know what your favorite song from the 80s is.
Mm.
So I saw you post about Greta Van Fleet, which is dope.
Dude, I love Greta Van Fleet.
It's like New Age Zeppelin.
Yeah.
No.
Man, that's hard. That's a hard question. There's so many.
Did you just say it's like New Age Zeppelin?
Oh.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh.
She's
right.
It's not as like...
She's just putting a pencil in her hand.
It's the stigmata,
that's
y'all.
Pencils?
I mean, it is.
No,
if they're sharp.
Not.
You need to get out of
the
trouble.
Me?
Yeah.
She's
yes, you.
Crazy.
Right.
I love Turn to Stone by Electric
so
Light Orchestra.
ELO is so good. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Evil Woman.
I don't know what the hell is wrong.
Stella loves Evil Woman.
Yeah, Evil Woman's a great song.
Crazy.
Maria's bipolar.
Whoa, just giving up that secret.
Yeah, Marcus, you didn't know.
It's totally treatable, but the problem is she's not treating it, which is why you need to do something.
What can I do? How long has she been off the pills? Why didn't she tell me?
Because just like real relationships, y'all are keeping secrets from each other.
I mean, hopefully not.
I mean, Maria doesn't know that your rep's fake, right?
You make this about you.
It is about me.
Because you told Sai. I don't think you told Maria.
No, I think only Sai knows.
Sai knows.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her.
Every relationship, strong foundation built on secrets.
What? Some wise
words. Where's your girlfriend? Each other, you mean?
Secrets from each other.
Lies and secrets, great.
And fear.
Right, here we go.
Lies, secrets,
oh, wait,
and fear.
No.
Say, here we go. Let me listen.
No.
Don't do it. And Maria's gonna walk out and see it.
Maria will kill you guys.
Oh, shit.
What are we seeing right now?
We're seeing a bow and arrow being knocked.
It's okay.
I can watch.
Yeah.
Ow!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow, Saya.
There it is. Come on.
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
Oh, they're in class right now?
No, they're on top of they're on the rooftop.
Okay.
Marcus, you cannot fight.
Who are
you
I was chasing? Gonna say, he like wants to be the first one to go after this guy, but he can't really fight.
What?
What the fuck?
Parkour.
What the fuck? You're trying to kill me.
I knew she wouldn't let the arrow hit you. Same as I knew she would try to steal you.
Oh God.
Uh oh.
Steal me! She was trying to help you. I would be dead. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can believe
Jane's
her.
Addiction is a good song.
I'm so scared all the time. And there's something wrong with you. But I'll take care of it, I swear. Please. I'm so scared all the time. I'm scared. Please. Forgive me, please. Please.
Jesus.
I guess I know what I'm listening to on my way home. This is a good song.
They actually played this when we filmed this scene.
Oh, really? They like set the tone.
It helped.
Marcus, this is how you get your part.
Oh, man.
And
okay.
She tries to kill you?
Hey.
Okay.
It's happening.
God needs. Oh.
Oh man.
Is your mother watching this?
I hope not. Oh God, she is. Oh my God.
Wow. Oh wow.
Heyo.
Mom.
Oh God, it's my ass.
She's on the graves of the founders.
No. I'm gonna text my mom.
Mom, don't watch.
She's absolutely watching.
Oh, probably yeah. She's like, hey.
Did your mom not know the content of the show?
Yeah.
No, she does. I told her that there was a scene like that. She was like, what episode? And she was around a bunch of her friends, and they're like, don't tell her. And I was like, I won't tell you. But now I regret it.
And you're like,
it.
Oh, it happened. No.
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 I regret it now.
Leonardo yeah. Wants Mom's to know if that was hard
up.
To film.
It's so hard. It was so hard to film. Oh, I think it's... She's calling me.
Can he answer?
That's great.
No, they... our director, Paco, he was actually like, Ben, like, remember, Marcus is a virgin. So you gotta, like...
Be awkward.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, Vegas must have been really fun to shoot.
Yeah.
Still your favorite?
It's still my favorite.
How long was that scene?
Scenes like that, like, everyone just wants to get it over with, so mm-hmm. that took, yeah. like, an hour, probably.
Well, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not the most comfortable thing to have everyone on set, just like...
No. Well, there's yeah. close sets. When
I was just
going to
say, was
like
it close? Yeah.
Yeah, you only get, like, a couple crew members, the key crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cold as hell, too.
Really?
Yeah, we shot in Vancouver in November.
Mm. Is it a real stone, or was it, like, styrofoam wood?
It's like styrofoam, I think, but it was really cold, so...
Got it.
Yeah.
Sam
Gotta
Von Glahn wants to know, do we learn more about what happened to Marcus in the boys' home? I would assume, yeah. Like, that's going to be a major plot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have to.
And then Alejandra Moore says, what's your crazy scene on the set of Deadly Class? Craziest scene,
the
I guess.
Craziest scene.
Have we even seen it yet?
I mean, Vegas was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Just... Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas is the answer
I mean,
for everything.
Just assume Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, Vegas. Besides Vegas, yeah, there are a lot more crazy scenes that are coming up. I mean, that was a pretty crazy scene. Like,
is the finale gonna blow us away?
She tried to kill him. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so it's like you can't say not like
I really want to know what this finale is.
Maybe it's No, I would say. In like my opinion, Vegas is as good as it gets.
Dang.
Like, yeah. With how crazy, I don't know. It depends.
I mean, I think the viewers gotta understand that like shows get picked up so quickly nowadays that like the creators have to be careful with like how far they push things.
Because
like you push it too far, people are like and then you push it not far enough, they're like
.
I think it's like the right balance to get a season two and then really go where you guys want
to
go.
Rick's been trying to get Deadly Class to be a show since 2014.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I was 14 when that happened.
Yeah.
I was 18 when we shot it.
So like, you read about it in the news when you were 14, you're like, that's gonna be me. I'm gonna be
that. Looks kinda interesting.
I like that guy.
Maybe in the future I can get a role like that.
Had you read the comics when they had come out before you even heard about the show?
Or? No, but I used to be like a big comic book fan.
Got it. So what Willie said about Superman really offended you?
It really offended
me. Yeah.
Yeah. He was also like kinda comparing himself to Superman.
Got it. So you and Luke no longer friends. It's over.
No.
Oh.
You know, Luke and I actually roomed together when we shot the season.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and that comic book shop was really close to our place, so we just rode bikes there.
What do you guys do in the off times? Like, are your parents there with you, or is it like...
Well, I didn't have any off time. It was just the weekend, so it was just sleep and prep.
It's no emphasis on maximum disfigurement.
Gouging. I love gouging.
Because it's a way for poor people to protect their honor. Now, this Neocon 87 here, she likes anything that turns the clock back to the good old days of indentured servants and dysentery.
Well, Master Zane would prefer a land of liberal lawlessness, where prostitutes sell schoolchildren crack cocaine. Today we will be practicing basic nose biting, testicle ripping, and eye poking.
Oh.
Master Zane! You still haven't changed Brandy's grade.
Clear, lady. I ain't gonna do the thing you asked me to do.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Sweet pickles, you got 3 seconds to put that hand somewhere that ain't me. I was...
Ooh, that was a slap.
Ooh, kicks. Yes.
She's the headmistress, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good at making people into furniture. Oh, they're pearls.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
like
pearls.
A giant pearl necklace.
They changed, I think.
Oh.
No, I don't think they did. I think we just couldn't see it before.
We were shooting.
No, wait a minute. What is happening?
Oh, no, don't gouge. Don't gouge.
Testicle rip. Don't gouge.
Do gouge.
Don't gouge.
Do gouge.
No gouge.
She's going to do a
gouge
symbol.
Why is she... What is happening?
She's doing a symbol on
Isn't this
head.
What you were, like, waiting for?
No,
are you guys... waiting for someone to shoot tonight? Like,
no. Self-defense is different.
Give
me an A.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is this, like, favoritism?
Oh, I think, because, like, again, Lynn was worried about, like, the legacies are getting more preferential treatment at King's Dominion, and that's why Henry Rollins left. Jürgen.
Mm-hmm. Jürgen.
Their empire was doomed by decadence. If you weren't my brother, you would no longer have your school.
The same sibling rivalry.
We were hardly raised together.
You were 8 when you left, Gao. Who we are by 8 is who we are. I know you, and I hear your resentment, but I'm not the one that sent you to China.
Father must have known I would pass the grade exam. Is that the rationale?
This was the first time we heard they were siblings, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Because
they didn't say it last time.
Well, last time he crawled through a little
hole.
More to die. I was alone. I needed family. Even though we didn't speak, I always kept a watchful eye over you. You followed your ascent at the guild with pride.
The Green Temple did not permit correspondence.
We don't have to let the damage define us.
Great line.
With the help of his family, Genghis conquered half the world. We are stronger together. Zane shouldn't have let his personal feelings color his.
They were both in that show, that Netflix show together.
Oh, Marco Polo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a good show.
I think she even played his sister on it.
He was really good in it. I don't remember it too well, but I remember that's why I became a fan of him.
Yo, Marcus. Phone call for you.
But I don't know anyone.
That's true.
Make it quick. I'm waiting on a call from Gabrielle.
Yes, you got a girl.
Playa.
Hello?
Yes, fuck face.
Oh, shite.
I figured you thought our meet and greet in Vegas was part of your hippie drug trip.
Oh, he knows.
I was planning up some sexy good business on my end. Told you I was gonna fuck with you. How did you get this number? Oh, I got an inside scoop. Real gossip hound. Good girl. Anyway, my chatty Kathy told me all about that school. All about how you got inducted for what you did at the boys' home.
What's it feel like living another man's reputation?
Well, I do the hard work in the streets, earning my rep. You're living my good life. Having drug parties. Humping sexy Mexican ladies.
Well, he knows everything.
Yeah, that one's got you by the jewels, huh?
Secret girlfriend.
Oh, is that Shab? That's not Shabnam, is it?
It's his parents.
And I heard old Maria's big-time cartel boyfriend's gone missing.
That got me thinking. That must have been the dude's body I found in Vegas.
The fella your lady killed?
What do you want, Chester? I want the name you stole from me, chicken! The cops. The newspapers. They give you all the love. Do you want to know how I know you're going to help me?
Oof.
Hey, Marcus, it's me, Chico.
This fool.
He got like one extra episode.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's back. Chico's return.
Oh, shite. He's gonna send it to the soul of the devil.
3 days.
He can't see any of that. It's sort of blitz.
Yeah, they didn't really have iPhones back then, though, so that's the best they can do.
He, like, held the phone up to his head and was like...
That was their version of picture messaging.
Yeah, there was actually a Chico head.
Really?
Chico head?
Also, it wasn't Chico, like, just under the table?
Yeah, it wasn't just him.
Somebody drank Chico under the table.
They spent, like, a lot of money on it.
Wow.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Did he get to take it home with him?
No, but he did take the knife.
Really?
Yeah.
I would want my severed head.
Right.
All right, Lynn.
I didn't get mine.
Secret entrance.
My sweet girl.
How was work?
Huh.
You know what? There was an inside line that we all used. Benedict and I used it with each other. Agoge.
Agoge.
We would just. I would repeat his lines to him. World War I. And he just couldn't help but laugh.
Wasn't Agoge the Spartan training thing?
Yeah.
I think we were saying that on the show.
Agoge. Actually, I remember when you guys were talking about it. I said Agoge when you guys said it. I was like, Agoge!
Wait, guys, who is this at the end here?
That's French.
Oh, that's the teacher guy, the psychopath.
Holy.
also do disembowelments.
Oh, God. Dig it.
Is that your mom? Oh,
dig it.
That's my mom.
Can we Skype?
Oh, man.
That is so
we
funny.
Could Skype your mom on camera. I don't know.
Get her opinion.
What's your favorite character from Alejandro Moore? It's gotta be Marcus, right? You think? Yeah, I mean, self-hating character.
It's a bit biased.
A little bit.
Billy, maybe?
Billy?
Yeah, I really like Billy.
He's dope.
Billy's great.
He's a lot of heart.
How
did you get a green mohawk?
No.
Not brave enough for a green
mohawk? No, I'm not.
I think you could rock it.
I was prepared, though, when I auditioned for Billy. I was like, all right, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna shave it.
Oh, was that like really? A specific thing? Like, Billy has to have shaved?
Billy has a mohawk, yeah.
So you didn't shave it for the audition, but you were ready to.
No. They didn't like, I don't think they liked my Billy audition.
Aww.
It was basically playing Marcus as Billy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I was
terrible.
Like, you see those people, those are the jokes.
You weren't chipper enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see, what else do we got in here? Is it easy to get into character to play Marcus?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, put on some sad music, the Smiths, and then say your dialogue.
Rewind a tape.
Favorite Smith song?
Oh, man. I'm gonna keep it basic. I'll stick with Please, 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 because I think that would be Marcus's favorite, because he never gets what he wants, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's had a rough life.
Yeah.
He's had a rough life. He's had a lot of things that can make a good man turn bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we have not had a rough life. This has been fun watching the episode.
Yeah, it's been
fun.
We're about to go and do the after show right now on the same channel, but where can we find you guys on Twitter if they happen to find this video before the next one? Where can we find you?
Benjamin Wadzy, W-A-D-Z-Y.
Hey-o. Angelica.
Angelica Trey at A-Trey, A-Y-Y-T-R-A-E on Twitter.
Raven.
Raven French, since we're spelling R-A-I-B-E-N-F-R-E-N-C-H.
Boom.
Veronica Valencia, it's me, Veronica_V. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Find me at Stephen Lemieux. They're at the bottom of the screen right here, so I guess we don't need to spell it. But thanks for tuning in, guys. Tune in for the after show.
Hey.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.